Michelle Singletary is back with us. She's Day to Day's personal finance contributor. Michelle, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
And we're going to do some more listener questions. These are things that people send in. Here we go. I'm a recent grad. Somehow I have been able to save a good amount of money over the past 3 years, $18,000. It's in a savings account now, earning 2.25%. I feel I should be making better use of the money. I still owe about $3,500. I'm paying 3.37% for student loans. Should I completely wipe out my student loan debt? How should I invest the rest of my money? Michelle?
First of all, absolutely pay off that loan. You've got $18,000. The loan is only $3,500 right now. So go ahead and get rid of that debt. And then you can continue to make those loan payments to yourself as a form of continuing your savings.
Good idea.
Secondly, now that you've paid off that loan, be sure to have 3 to 6 months living expenses saved up. And then start living within a budget, sweetie, because you will not be able to save again like that if you don't get a handle of your expenses.
Okay, Michelle, letter number two. I'm planning to change jobs soon. I have about $7,000 in my current savings plan. I know that typically I should roll this into an IRA. I have another $7,000 in cash and will plan to borrow some from family and friends, but I think I will need a little more. I'm planning to open a new business in less than a year and need cash for startup. I'd like to use this money to help finance the startup. What advice can you give me?
Well, first of all, I think you need to talk to someone who has started up a business. We're talking about $14,000, and really not even $14,000. Say this person takes this money out of their retirement plan. They're going to be taxed on it, and so by the end of it, they're going to have less than that $7,000 available, so roughly about $3,500, and then another $7,000. You are a long way, in my opinion, from starting up a business. You've got to have a good cash savings. I would recommend that they talk to someone at the Small Business Administration, make sure he's got a business plan. And then once he's got a savings cushion, you know, maybe talk to a bank about getting a small business loan so that he doesn't have to tap the resources of his family and friends. Because if the business goes south, I'm telling you, they're going to be coming after you for their money.
And that $14,000 isn't going to be enough to get you out of town.
It sure won't. Not with gas prices these days.
This comes from a listener in Santa Monica, California. I'm one of the millions of Americans living with a heavy load of credit card debt. Much of it stems from a long period of unemployment. Fortunately, I have found a good job. My main concern is that although I have a very high debt, I have always kept my accounts in good standing and am nowhere near maxing out my credit. I actually have a good credit score, 710 to 720. Do you think enrolling in a credit counseling program is worth the negative impact such an action may have on my credit?
This listener is actually in a pretty good position. Their credit score is over 700, which is a really excellent credit score, as a matter of fact. It's not just good, it's excellent. What I would tell this person to do is contact their creditors and see if they can negotiate on their own some deal, some relief. Oftentimes, anything that the credit counseling agency do, you could possibly do on your own. Again, I think this person is in a really good position. They're managing their debt. They just need a little breathing room. They probably can negotiate a deal on their own. And if not, then I think it's time to go to get some professional help.
Michelle Singletary, the author of Spend Well, Live Rich, and personal finance contributor to Day to Day. Michelle, thanks.
You're so welcome.
And you can send your questions to Michelle to us here at Day to Day at npr.org. Please put Michelle in the subject line.